This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
What up, y'all? It's your boy Danny Green, 3-time NBA champ. You either rooted for me or rooted against me. Join myself and my co-host Harrison Sanford on the Inside the Green Room podcast.
It's a podcast that brings you never-before-told tales from the locker room to candid interviews with basketball legends to breakdowns of what's happening in the NBA right now. Whether you're a diehard fan or casual about your hoops, this podcast brings you the game like never before.
Follow Inside the Green Room on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
It is the JR Sport Brief Show here on the Infinity Sports Network. I'm coming to you live from Atlanta, Georgia. Thank you so much to our super producer and host, Ryan Hickey, holding it down for us on the boards in New York City. Much love to you. You in your car, in your house, at the job. In the car, in the vehicle, transporting, delivering, eating, chilling, relaxing, schooling, protecting, helping, whatever you're doing. Thank you for listening. The JR Sport Brief Show here on the Infinity Sports Network. It gets started every single weekday at 6 p.m. Eastern, 3 Pacific. We've already had a fun show. Don't got no NBA action tonight. NBA is back tomorrow. Filling in some 8th seed spots. Don't expect to see Zion Williamson, hamstring. Don't expect to see Jimmy Butler, MCL. And if these two teams advance, the Pelicans, the Miami Heat, if they secure the 8th seed, don't expect to see either one of these guys, maybe for the rest of the regular season. That's if their teams advance. Get into some more NBA action later on in the show. A matter of fact, this is quasi-NBA related. NBA certainly supports the WNBA. Next hour, we're going to talk about some news that drove a lot of folks just up a wall. It's Caitlin Clark and the fact that it looks like Nike is about to back up a Brinks truck to her house and give her a signature shoe deal. A lot of people not happy about this. We'll get into that next hour. In about 20 minutes from now, we're about a week away, not about, we are exactly a week away from the NFL draft. In 20 minutes, we're going to have a conversation with Damar Hamlin of the Buffalo Bills. We all know the story. Early last year, right after New Year's Eve, Buffalo Bills, he's out on the field, and he needed to be revived, resuscitated, brought back to life. No guarantee that he was going to live, let alone play football again, and that's exactly what Damar Hamlin did. So Damar Hamlin is going to join us in about 20 minutes, fill us in on what he's up to, what he's doing, what's in store for the future, and then what he's working on, because with his new lease on life, he's really dedicated himself to heart health awareness. And so we got Damar Hamlin coming up in the next break. You don't want to go anywhere. Last hour, we talked about Josh Allen showing a lot of love to Stephon Diggs. And then we also talked about some of the college players that are currently moving around in the transfer portal in both the college basketball and college football side. And there's no movement, no bigger movement than going into the NFL draft. No bigger movement than moving on from a university where you can make some money to the NFL, where you can automatically say, hey, I'm a first-round pick. I'm the first quarterback selected. I'm making me 30-plus million dollars. There's nothing like it in the world of sports. And so by the time we get to next week, we're going to have a whole lot of brand new multimillionaires because they can go out there and they can play ball. And we know how things are going to turn out. Caleb Williams is going to go to the Chicago, Bears. Hickey, you think he got like a house picked out? You think he knows where he's going to live already?
I hope so. It makes the transition probably easier, right?
I think so. Somebody got a house picked out for him. And we know how the draft is going to go at the beginning. Caleb Williams is going to go to the Bears. We'll see if he has on orange nail polish when his name is called in Detroit. Being in Detroit, you'll probably get booed. I expect it. And then after that, we start rolling into the Commanders at 2. And then we roll in to the New England Patriots at number 3. The New England Patriots were pathetic last year. Mac Jones from Alabama, he's gone. Bill Belichick, he's gone. I mean, we got movies and documentaries and articles about Bill Belichick and how bad he was at the end in New England, how unbearable it came to be. And so with a new head coach in Gerard Mayo, with a new de facto general manager running the show in Elliott Wolf, when you start thinking about Caleb Williams being gone, what happens next at QB is really up to Washington. What happens after that is really up to the Patriots. But today, Elliott Wolf spoke, and he basically said, we, the Patriots, we might stick around in the number 3 spot. We might trade down or up. Like, what? Who are you going to trade with? You going to trade with Washington? Washington is going to trade out of the number 2 spot? And so, yeah, this was a whole lot of smoke and mirrors from Patch GM Elliott Wolf. Listen to what he said about their draft order.
We're open to anything, moving up, moving down. We're open for business in the first round and in every round. We have some holes we feel like we need to fill in the draft. And, you know, we're a draft and develop team. The more picks we have, the better. But if there's an opportunity to move up and you know, strike, if the board kind of recommends it, then we won't be afraid to pull the trigger on that either.
Okay, all right. I mean, we got quite a few teams that would want to move up in the draft. I mean, after the New England Patriots select at number 3, if they keep the 3rd spot, the Arizona Cardinals, they got the 4th overall spot, and they can do what they want. They got Kyler Murray at quarterback coming off of an injury, or at least now having more time off of his torn ACL. You would expect him to be semi-back at full strength or 100%. And they need a wide receiver. Does that mean they go ahead and keep the 4th slot and bring in Marvin Harrison Jr.? Do they bring in Neighbors from LSU? Do they want a Dunze? I don't think you would necessarily want to pick him as the first wide receiver off the board. But there's a lot of wide receivers who can be selected. And so if you're the Cardinals, you could move. If you're the Patriots and you don't love any of these quarterbacks, you could move right now. The New England Patriots, they got Jacoby Brissett at QB. They're going to draft somebody somewhere. And if you think about some of the teams that probably want to move up, the Minnesota Vikings, they probably have the most draft capital right now. They probably have the most attractive picks to move up. Minnesota's going to draft at number 11 and number 23. They got that number 23 from Houston via Cleveland when they decided to swap out Deshaun Watson. So the Vikings, they got 2 picks in the first round. You want to tell me they're not going to package them up to try to get a QB if they love one? Kirk Cousins is here in Atlanta, and Sam Darnold and Nick Mullins, they ain't going to sell no tickets. Let's be real. If Sam Darnold is your franchise quarterback, you are probably giving away tickets to the stadium. The Vikings, good spot to move. The Raiders are drafting at number 13. I think they talk about moving, but you have no idea what the hell they're going to do. They got a new GM in Tom Telesco who could identify losing talent for the Chargers somehow, some way. He got a job with the Raiders. Raiders got Gardner Minshew and Aiden O'Connell. What the hell are they going to win for Antonio Pierce? The answer sounds like a whole lot of nothing. Raiders and Vikings in a good spot to move up. And then you think about another team. There's so many teams that need QBs. Feels like half of them. What about the Broncos? Russell Wilson is gone. Now a member of the Pittsburgh Steelers, along with a former Bear and Justin Fields. Sean Payton has to find somebody to yell at, right? Jarrett Stidham? Who's excited to see Jarrett Stidham? Ben DiNucci? Nobody wants to see that guy. I thought Ben DiNucci would have been the backup QB for the Cowboys forever. And so the Broncos pick at number 12. Sean Payton has to find somebody to yell at. And between Sean Payton and George Payton, they made it clear that we are only going to draft the QB if we love one. But I don't know if they're going to love anybody picking at number 12.
Do we have to draft a quarterback? You'd say, man, it sure looks like we have to draft a quarterback. And yet, it's got to be the right fit, the right one. And if we had the tip sheets as to who everyone else was taking, it'd be easier to answer that question. And so that's the puzzle here.
What you don't want to do, Mike, is force it. And otherwise we'll be in this position next year and the years after. So you want to get the right player at 12. Our first pick we got to hit on, whether it's a quarterback, whether it's a tackle, receiver, you name it. We need to get an impact player.
Okay. Everybody wants an impact player. Half of these damn guys are going to be failures. Hey, Hickey, this is the part that sucks about the draft. That for 2 months, 2-3 months, everybody sits around and comes up. And we all know that these guys are prospects. But at the end of the day, half of them, maybe more than half, are just not going to live up to expectations. And so we can all kick rocks about, we got to find the quarterback who's going to help us out. Otherwise, we'll be in the same position. How many years have the New York Jets tried to get a QB? How many years has it worked out? Answer zero.
I think that's like why the draft never gets old, in the sense of like why as soon as the season's over, like mock drafts around, people are like digesting them. Because it is a crapshoot. Like, it truly is a crapshoot where, like, guys in the seventh round like Brock Purdy work out, and then second overall picks like Zach Wilson can't even, no one even wants to trade for them when they're still 24 years old. It is, like you said, there's so much discussion and, I know this guy's going to work out and this guy stinks, that it never actually goes to plan. That it is truly one of, I'll call it interesting times of the year.
Look, Michael Penix Jr., this man's knees have been ripped to shreds. His shoulders have been crap. If he ends up being the best quarterback drafted, if he ends up being better or right at the same place as Caleb Williams, am I going to be shocked? No. Because he got a little bit more life to him. He's a little bit more seasoned. All the time that he spent in college, he's dealt with more adversity. If his body can stand up, who's to say that he's not the best QB in his draft? They no guarantee that Drake May is going to wake up and be, Daniel Jones or Justin Herbert. He might be a bum. Hickey named a bum in Zach Wilson. I named another one in Sam Darnold. Somehow, some way, the New York Jets thought that both of these dudes might be the answer. One of the guys talked about seeing ghosts on the football field, and the other dude couldn't even admit that, he's accountable to his teammates. It's a crapshoot. Like, you never know what happens until you really get into the meat of the season. Come on. How about we got a guy? I talked about the Browns making that trade. How about they got a dude in Deshaun Watson? They traded for a man who was in all types of legal trouble, knowing that he needed to be suspended just because of his talent. He's coming off of a busted up shoulder. They no guarantees that he's going to be the same quarterback as you move forward. He had success. He looked like he was going to be the guy in Houston forever. But off the field, things with massage therapists altered his career. Plus an injury now. A couple of injuries. And speaking of that guy, Deshaun Watson, his GM, Andrew Berry, he said that Deshaun Watson, I guess a team with a quarterback, even though he's a pervert, they said he's doing fine.
He's in a pretty good spot. Again, I don't want to put the was it the cart in front of the horse? Thank you. But he's progressing, you know, as appropriate. We're really, really pleased with the work that he's put in and really pleased with how the shoulder's responding. You know, but we're still in the middle of a rehab process. So we know that it can take, you know, different, you know, left and right turns, but we're pretty optimistic in terms of what we've seen so far.
They better hope things turn out good. Joe Flacco is gone. He's with the Indianapolis Colts. They brought in Jameis Winston as a backup just in case Deshaun Watson goes down. And I think Deshaun Watson will be fine as long as he stays out of the massage places. The Browns, man, their defense held it down last year until they took on the Texans and got their asses whooped by like 45 points or gave up 45. Disastrous. And speaking of a disaster in the playoffs, oh, this team, they're in the draft too. They're going to select late. It's the Buffalo Bills. Buffalo Bills are going to be selecting at number 28 overall in the draft. And we know the deal. We heard from Josh Allen last hour from his press conference. Showed a whole lot of love to Stephon Diggs. Now, who's he going to throw the ball to? My main man, Mac Hollins? Mac Hollins, by the way, walks around barefoot. I don't know how that's going to work in Buffalo. Dalton Kincaid is going to be the number one option, right? Curtis Samuel. These are the weapons that Josh is going to have to work with. And so if you're the Bills, hell yeah, you don't need a quarterback at number 28. But when you think about all the wide receivers that might be available, you going to go grab one? Josh Allen wasn't the only man who spoke earlier today. Brandon Bean, the GM of the Bills, he told everybody, we can get the job done without having a numero uno wide receiver.
What you need are guys that, in this offense, that are smart, versatile, selfless, and can make the plays that their skill set allows them to make. And if it's a tall guy that's going to, you know, Josh is going to throw up a 50-50 ball, he's got to come down with it. If it's a guy that we want to get the ball in his hands and when we need some rack, he's going to do that. I think that's what we're looking for. You know, if there's a one that pops up either in, you know, free agency or draft that makes sense for us or a really good two, you know, we'll do it. But I don't think having a one or not having a one, Matt, doesn't mean we can't have success, you know, on offense or as a team.
It's going to hurt your ability to have success. It's going to allow people to key in a little bit more on Josh Allen, unless Josh Allen is going to, you know, just spread the ball out and make the spectacular plays himself. Every now and then, somebody has to make the spectacular play. You're going to have to throw that ball. Is it going to develop into Dalton Kincaid? Possibly. But let me just put it this way. The Buffalo Bills, they did not get better by getting rid of Stephon Diggs. Didn't happen. Hey, good luck to them. And good luck to everybody that's going to be drafting next Thursday. We have some future stars. And damn it, I know we got some future busts. We could have all the conversations in the world about the prospects, the Caleb Williams, the Penixes, the neighbors. We can go down the list. There's no guarantee that they're going to be successful. They might be busts. And some of these teams, they might be back in the same spot next year. And Buffalo Bills, I mean, the spot that they've been in, and they've been used to being the whipping boy for the Kansas City Chiefs. They are trying to get out of that. It's the JR Sport Brief Show here with you on the Infinity Sports Network. Speaking of the Buffalo Bills, we're going to take a break. And when we come back on the other side, it's time to have a conversation with a Buffalo Bill. We're going to talk to someone who has just had one of the most amazing comeback stories that the sports world has ever seen. Joining us is Damar Hamlin of the Bills. Don't move. It's on the other side of the break. The JR Sport Brief Show here on the Infinity Sports Network.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
All right, football fans, the NFL Draft is almost here, and the free Odyssey app brings you the latest coverage from the biggest sports radio stations across the country. Which players will help your team the most? Who will make a draft day trade? Will they be ready for week one? The local conversations about the team you love. All streaming free right here on the Odyssey app. A-U-D-A-C-Y. Download it today.
JR wants to hear from you. Call him now at 855-212-4227.
It's the JR Sport Brief Show here on the Infinity Sports Network. We're a week away from the NFL draft, that we have to bring in somebody who's been through the experience. We got to bring in somebody who's a Buffalo Bill. We got to bring in somebody who's a heart health care advocate. It's Damar Hamlin. Damar, how you doing, man?
I'm amazing. I appreciate that intro. I want somebody to play that when my doorbell rings.
Well, listen, you can go ahead and we can record it and send it all to you, okay?
Okay, yeah.
Listen, we got so much that we need to get into. I want to talk about your work with Abbott Heart Healthcare, and there's a lot to get into, but we're a week away from the draft. At this stage of the offseason, going through OTAs and what have you, what exactly are you up to? What are you doing from a football perspective?
That's all I'm up to, honestly. You're just keeping the main thing, falling in love with the game again, and, you know, just working, head down, just working every day, and just, you know, we'll pick our head up and see where the work pays off whenever it's time. But, you know, I'm just head down working right now. I'm trying to take care of business on and off the field.
Do you approach this upcoming offseason a little bit different, knowing that this is like the last year, your rookie deal, or is it the same old, same old?
Same old. And I say that because, you know, you got to keep things the same. You got to remember what got you in the position that you're in now. But, you know, obviously with the circumstances you say, you know, it's just about just turning things up another level, you know, get more serious about things, you know, taking care of doing everything a little bit better as far as everything that you already do. I'm just trying to find new ways. I'm always trying to find new ways of, you know, bettering everything about my life, no matter what it is. That's just a growth mindset that I got.
Damar Hamlin is here with us, the JR Sport Brief Show on the Infinity Sports Network. Given that there have been some changes here with the Buffalo Bills, everybody want to talk about the wide receiver who's gone and Diggs. Y'all still got some weapons and guys like Kincaid leading the charge. What do you say about everybody who's worried about what you don't have and not looking at what y'all do have?
That's just the way the world works, man. Everybody, if more people could focus on what they do have, more people would be happy in life. You know what I mean? Even outside of football. So that's my take on that, man. People got to appreciate what they do have in life before they worry about what they don't have.
Well, listen, we know that the NFL draft is coming up next week, Damar, and then you've teamed up with Abbott to actually work on a program to promote healthy heart care. Y'all got a special draft going on. What's that about?
Yeah, you know, so me and Abbott, we teamed up to create the HeartMates. And what HeartMates is a community for people that have experienced cardiovascular conditions of, you know, all different situations. And, you know, it allows people to come into a community that understands them, that have maybe experienced the same thing that they have or something different. And, you know, you can gain perspective by learning that. And then through HeartMates, we'll share people's stories, you know, and highlight the things that they went through and things they overcame to get back to normal living. And, you know, with the draft coming up, you know, we found a way to be creative in the heart space, and we're doing a draft where we'll be drafting 11 teammates into the HeartMates community. And, you know, they'll be on our team.
Damar Hamlin is here with us, the JR Sport Brief Show on the Infinity Sports Network. Where can people find out more information about this program and this very special draft y'all have going on?
How you doing? you can find it at heartmates.abbott, and that's where everything will be located to find all the information for you right there.
Love it, man. Do you feel over the past 2 years, you being an advocate for healthy heart care, do you feel that there's more awareness when you go and talk to people, that people have a better idea since you really started to be an advocate?
Yeah, no doubt. There's record of over, you know, a 600% increase, you know, just in heart health education within this 2 years. So, you know, the awareness that we've raised, the growth that we've made in this space is, you know, is record breaking. And on top of, you know, year one's record breaking, you know, I'm hearing numbers are increasing 40% on top of that. So it's just a testament to, you know, the work that everyone has already been doing before the beginning of time. And then also, you know, just the push that I've been trying to do and just, you know, living out what I feel is a new purpose for me.
Listen, Damar Hamlin is here with us. That's a positive change that we can all appreciate. I want to ask you about a change on the football field. I feel like every offseason, the NFL is switching up rules. And now we have different rules of where and how you could tackle somebody. A special teams line has now been moved when you play. What are your thoughts as a defender? Like, is this a big adjustment for you? I mean, change is a part of life. But what do you think about how you learn to play the game and how it's moving?
I think some changes, you know, some change is good, you know, not all change is good, but I think some change is good. And I think life's about change. I think life's about, you know, growing and adapting and, you know, learning how to operate in a new situation. So, I mean, when you kind of got that outlook on life, you know, when they make a few changes in the game, it's like, okay, we'll see what this new thing's talking about. But, you know, it'll be an adjustment, but hopefully I can continue to, you know, show up each week and continue to play how I always did since I was a kid.
When you think about growing up and playing a game of football and the perspective that you have on it now, has any thought process for the game around you changed? You look at it any type of differently?
Not really, man. You can't. Football's football's a kid's game. You know, we learn how to play as young children, you know, and I kind of keep that in perspective of that, you know. And I got a 9-year-old brother too, you know, who's also growing and learning himself. So, you know, I get to learn a lot about myself and who I was as a kid through just watching and coaching and, you know, encouraging him through his journey as well. So,
Damar Hamlin here with us. We'll certainly talk about playing the kids game. Every time I go up to Buffalo or I see some of the videos, the fans certainly got a good way to remind you that this is something that's supposed to be fun. What has made the Buffalo Bills fan base different? What makes them different from what you've experienced in other cities and other markets?
Their investment, you know, their investment is 365 days a year, not just for those Sundays that we're on the field. You know, they're a part of our lives. They're not just, you know, fans on Sundays at 1 p.m. or Thursday or Monday. You know what I mean? They're truly invested into everything that the players have going on and off the field. They care about their families. Man, they even invest into people that aren't on our team that play a role in our success. You know, they'll give back to his charities or, you know, other players' charities that are on other teams if it benefits the Buffalo Bills, you know. So that just truly shows that they're different, man. And these people, they want to win. They deserve to win. And we'll do our best to make that happen.
Listen, we've seen the contributions and love that they've shown to you. We've seen the contributions they've shown to folks like Josh Allen. Tell everybody one more time where they can find out about your work with Abbott.
You can find out at heartmates.abbott. You go right on that link and it'll pull up everything that you need to learn more.
And where the hell can people keep up with you and your journey, man? What's up? Tell us in. Fill us in.
People can keep up with me on my journey at chasingthemsfoundation.com. That's where I'm, you know, doing most of my work in the community, as well as, you know, I have a YouTube where, you know, I'll be dropping some weekly vlogs, probably like twice a month on YouTube of my off season. I'll probably be coming in like the next week or two.
Okay. All right. We look forward to that, Damar. Final question for you, man. How many tackles this year? You got to tell me, how many tackles you getting out on that field, man?
Man, we'll see. We'll see. You know, it's hard to predict, but, you know, how I like to play the game is I like to be around the ball. So, you know, I'll meet whoever it is there.
All right. Well, especially with the new rules. Hey, good luck with the draft and congratulations on everything you got going on with Abbott. You take it easy tomorrow, okay? Thank you for the time.
Thank you. Yep. Thank you. You as well.
JR wants to hear from you. Call him now at 855-212-4227.
Hey, thank you so much to Damar Hamlin on the other side of the break. Damar Hamlin, you know, I mean, he's done his share of media. He's trying to keep a low profile, so I really appreciate Damar Hamlin for coming through and joining us. And you heard him. Damar Hamlin is trying to be an advocate for heart health, and that is his new expectation. That is his new goal in life. Yes, he's still a football player. Thank God he's still here, but he's trying to utilize this next phase of his life to really help other people out. And that is very, very admirable. If you missed the conversation we just had with Damar Hamlin, go ahead and hit rewind here on the Infinity Sports Network. On the Odyssey app. If you don't got the Odyssey app, what the hell is wrong with you? I need to let you know that this portion of the show is sponsored by the new Hyundai Tucson, available with complimentary class-leading BlueLink Plus. Now it's easy to use your phone to control your Tucson. If you want to talk to me here on the Infinity Sports Network, the number is 855-212-4227. That's 855-212-4227. When we get to the top of the hour, so in about 20 minutes, I want to talk about something that just went wild over the internet last night, and that happens to be Caitlin Clark. It's anything that involves Caitlin Clark is now a controversy. And you want to know what Caitlin Clark is doing? Nothing but minding her business and getting ready to play basketball. That's all she does. But her name is in everybody's mouth. It's going to be in mine in the next 20 minutes as I give you some details as to what's so controversial this time around with Caitlin Clark. You know, we just talked about heart health with Damar Hamlin. We all know about his comeback. We all know the story, what took place early last year, right after New Year's in 2023. And even this week, not on the same degree, thank God, at least just on a professional degree, somebody's trying to make a comeback in his career. Somebody's trying to extend his own career, knowing that he ain't what he used to be. Father Tom catches up to everybody. Injuries catch up to us all, especially if you're a professional athlete. And Klay Thompson is the latest dude to go ahead and hit that list. We saw what happened earlier this week. Awful. Terrible. There are no Golden State Warriors in the playoffs this year. Sacramento knocked them out. Blew them out 118-94. Klay Thompson, in what could be his final game for the Golden State Warriors, scored a whopping 0 points. He was 0 of 10 from the field. That includes 0 of 6 from downtown. And after the game, Klay Thompson didn't want to talk to anybody. And he didn't. He didn't participate in having any media availability post-game. Meanwhile, Steve Kerr told everybody that would listen that we need Klay Thompson back. Steph Curry told everybody that would listen that we need Draymond Green and Klay Thompson back. I mean, look, if Steph Curry had another Steph Curry on the team, I think they'd be okay. Even Draymond Green put in his 2 cents. He said, yeah, we need Klay Thompson. The problem is Klay Thompson isn't the same player. Klay Thompson openly talked about this season having his contract affect how he played. He talked about his injuries and his surgeries, the ACL, then the Achilles, affecting how he moved. He talked about embracing his new space as a basketball player. He had to come off the bench. He talked about the multiple conversations he had with Steve Kerr about enjoying the moment and not thinking about the future. Well, damn it, the future is coming up. I know free agency doesn't start until July 1st, but Klay Thompson did talk, not after the game, but he did chat during exit interviews. I guess he wanted a little while to decompress. Klay Thompson told everybody, listen, I know my contract is done. I may not play with the Warriors again, but I am not thinking about my future. I'm not ready to look to the future.
We don't want to talk about the season first. You want to talk about the future? There was a lot of games played, man. That was a pretty big accomplishment. What's up with y'all not wanting to live in the present, bro? It's ridiculous.
What? What, huh? Nobody, the season's done. Who cares? Y'all failed. You lost. You didn't win a championship. What are you doing? You had to be joking, right? What's wrong with living in the present? Nobody's going to talk to you in June. You ain't going to be talking to the media. You're going to sit down and schedule a press conference in your front yard? The season is over. This is to wrap up the season. We all saw what happened in the season. This is going to be the last time that any member of the media, or at least a group, a collection of the media, is going to have a chance to talk to you. And you want to know what's most pressing, what's most important to everybody? What the hell are you going to do? Are you going to stay with the Warriors on a reduced contract? You going to break the bank to go somewhere else? Klay Thompson is 34 years old. Can he still shoot? Yes. Can he still play? Yes. This man went out there this past season and had 18 points a game. Not too shabby. There were times where he was out of it. There were times that he looked okay. And I think that's what we can expect for a guy who's 34 years old. Nobody gets that old. And it's a marker of consistency. I know there's only one LeBron James, and even LeBron got to take a day, a night off. Steph Curry, go ahead, look at his box score. Look at his game log. Some days Steph Curry will give you 30, and some days he'll wake up and only have 14, 15 points. Like, Father Time ain't kind to nobody. And so I think Klay Thompson, he needs to look in the mirror and understand, like, where he is as a basketball player. I guess when he calmed down and actually was asked again about his future, Klay Thompson said, I don't know.
To be honest, I really haven't given him much thought because of what I previously just said about the season we had and how much commitment it takes to play the games we did and give it our all. So I really haven't thought about that deep in the future because I still need to process the year we had, and it was one filled with ups and downs, but ultimately we did. I personally and our team did everything we could to try and, you know, win as many games as we possibly could.
Oh, come on. This is the, I guess I can assume, I've been around plenty of professional athletes, got friends who are professional athletes. You know, I've been around long enough. Klay Thompson is staring at his basketball mortality. Klay Thompson is looking in the mirror, realizing that this is not going to last forever. Klay Thompson is 34 years old. He's a young man. Who knows? His next contract, all things considered, it might be in that 3 to 4 year range. Is how much is it going to be is what it boils down to. He also has to come to a realization that he's not the same player. You want to stay with the Warriors. You want to build up this legacy. You want to be a Warrior through and through. You're going to have to take less money. That's it. That's all it boils down to, man. You want to retire next to your buddies? You got to take less money. What's he going to do? Sign up with the Orlando Magic to just launch threes and be miserable? Sometimes the grass isn't always greener. And for a guy who openly talked a few years ago about not making the NBA's top 75 list, come on, man. Does Klay Thompson look like a top 75 all-time player? The answer is no. Stay with the Warriors. Get paid, I don't know what, $20 million a year? Is that too bad? Maintain your legacy instead of hopping on to somebody else's bandwagon and being miserable? Looking at Steph Curry run around, and I don't know what help they're going to get him. They may be just as bad next year. Sometimes the grass ain't always greener. I think Klay Thompson, I think he should stay out in Golden State. Now, I don't know what he's going to be offered from another team. You have 4 championships. He likes to remind everybody of that. He likes to remind the opposition of that when they talk trash. Klay Thompson has 4 championships. Klay Thompson, this sounds crazy, at least to me, he's going to go into the Hall of Fame. What the hell else do you need? Hickey, you think he's going to be back in Golden State?
I do. I'd be actually shocked if he's not. I think the Warriors have kind of told you last year when they re-signed Draymond that I think the Warriors would be happier with keeping the three guys together and not winning another championship versus trading Draymond, letting Klay go, rebuilding around Steph and winning, you know, him one more, but obviously winning it without the two other core guys that have been there for the other four.
Oh, the thing is, they got to figure out how to bring somebody else in. They got to get him some help. You know, it's pretty indicative as you went throughout the course of the season. I don't know, Chris Paul got hurt and had to deal with the broken hand and whatnot. Nobody said a damn word about Chris Paul. By the time we got to the end of the season, Chris Paul was irrelevant. So many conversations about Chris Paul and how's he going to get along with Draymond and are they going to trade him at the halfway? They couldn't because he was broken down. They need a star. They need somebody to help. They don't have it. Klay Thompson ain't that guy. He's not reliable. Steph Curry is getting older. He shouldn't have to worry about triple teams. I mean, yeah, they got four championships. You would naturally want to go for another one. Why play? Yeah, the money is good and you love it. That's certainly a good reason. But why play if you're not competing? Klay Thompson, I think he'll be back. But the larger question is, how do they get back to contention? Do they have to move Kuminga? Kuminga could certainly be a building block for the future, but is he a championship caliber player? Is he the best player on a team? Is he just somebody to eat up points when Steph Curry is gone? The Warriors got so many questions. And the first question is, what the hell do you offer Klay Thompson? Which they've already rescinded a deal months ago. And if you're Klay Thompson, how much money do you have to take just to stay? Either way, the Warriors, their best days have passed them by. I would be shocked, if they pick up another championship with Draymond, Steph, and Klay while still keeping Kuminga. I'd be shocked if that took place. Yeah, well, won't find out this year. No championship as the Warriors obviously done for the season. Let's see what happens with Klay. He's probably sitting on that boat. Hickey, you've seen him sit on that boat with his dog, right?
I've seen him on many boats, having many celebrations.
Yeah, man, I saw him drunkenly knock over a woman after a championship. So maybe he's
out at a party.
Maybe he's having a drink for another reason right now. Well, hopefully Klay Thompson is okay. It's the JR Sport Brief Show here with you on the Infinity Sports Network. Speaking of okay, on the other side of the break, this young lady, she is perfectly fine. Her name is Caitlin Clark. Caitlin Clark has a new deal that a lot of people are ticked off about. I'm going to explain on the other side. It's unbelievable what drives people up a wall. It's the JR Sport Brief Show on the Infinity Sports Network.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with three lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
All right, football fans, the NFL Draft is almost here, and the Free Odyssey app brings you the latest coverage from the biggest sports radio stations across the country. Which players will help your team the most? Who will make a draft day trade? Will they be ready for week one? The local conversations about the team you love. All streaming free right here on the Odyssey app. AUDACY. Download it today.